This is JCT from the Lab Addicts, and you know the principal and I are just cooling out, listening to the one, the only, our boy Dave W. on Starpoint Radio. That's right, Dave W. in the Wind Down Zone knows how to put us in the right vibe. Dave W., Starpoint Radio, perfect combination. Peace.
Bye. Hi, welcome along to the Wind Down Zone. Special one this week. And a big thanks to Biggie for the last 2 hours. Now, a couple of years ago, we were doing our shows on a Sunday. And on Father's Day, we brought up the Fruit of My Loins, otherwise known as Simon W. Say hi, Simon.
Hello there.
And he's a bit of a funk freak, so we had a funk off last time. And it's a bit of a grudge match this week, or this time, as we go into another funk off and play our favourite funk tracks. And it does surprise me, you know, because he's got a few jazz funk stuff in there as well. He likes his early funk, don't you, Si?
Yeah, especially the early stuff.
Yeah. And some of the sort of middle 80s stuff as well. So he's going to surprise us, I think. So we'll see how we get on for the next 2 hours as we go into the Me, Myself and Si show, as it was called last time we were on. Somebody sent a text in to say, call it the Me, Myself and I, or Si.
That's right, we asked people to name the show, didn't we, last time? Give suggestions, I think, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah, and that was a favourite one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
If I remember rightly, they voted me as the winner, is that right?
I remember a very different story.
Yeah, you would do. So we're going to go into, that was my one from BT Express. 12 from 1980, and Sam's brought his 12s and 45s along, and I don't know what he's playing.
Well, being a child of the 80s, remember Trevor and Simon, they did the Swing Your Pants, so I thought maybe we'll get Cameo and Shake Your Pants instead.
We'll try this one then. It's from Simon.
Radio. Tonight,
goes, that's right. My body feels just right. Don't stop me. Let out. Just watch me, and I'll show you how.
We are free to the groove, and we can move all night.
Dave W. on Starpoint Radio.
With your body, and we'll sex late till the time is right. Yeah.
So that's quite a coincidence. So that's also 1980. That's two tracks from 1980. Simon's cameo against my BT Express. And you said you like to shake your pants, don't you, Simon?
I do like to shake my pants.
And he's a big fan.
Sometimes too much.
Yeah, and you're a big fan of Larry Blackman's codpiece as well, I believe.
I've got one of my own. It's not as big, though.
Well, I should know.
I am from your loins.
Well, I don't mind that. Shake your if it is locked on, welcome along to the Wind Down Zone special Father's Day with my son Simon. So it's me, myself, and Si. We're the part two of the Funk Off. Back to back jazz, funk, and funk. I don't know what he's playing, and he certainly doesn't know what I'm playing as well. So there's no cheating and shuffling records around. We've just got our playlists and we'll go for it. So that was just a coincidence that we played two tracks back to back from 1980. So let's try this one from 82.
$100 bills, $100 bills. $100 bills. Pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, dollar bills. $100 bills. Pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, dollar bills. $100 bills. Pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, dollar bills. $100 bills.
Was Prince Charles and the City Beat Band from 1982 singing Cash Money. He found it around Prince Charles was as funky as that. What do you reckon, Si?
It'd be good. That's a quality track, that one. I like that one.
Yeah. I'll have to dig out the album and see what you think of that one as well. In the Street, I think it's called. Now, to be fair to Simon, that was another 12, so he's got a couple of 45s he wants to play next, and they're quite short, so we're going to utilise both decks and see if we can come back with a couple of killer tracks.
Short and sweet, these two.
Short and sweet. So, what's the first one you're going to...
Okay, first track will be Let the Drums Speak by the Fatback Band. And then the second track will be Your Last Dirty Trick by Swamp Dogg.
It is locked in. Welcome along to the Wind Down Zone, the Father's Day special, while I sort of destroy his funk track. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Wind Down Zone with Dave W.
Nice little short track, that one. Bit of Swamp Dog, and I believe Simon's a big fave of the Swamp Dog picture covers.
He's well known for his more unusual album covers. And actually, if you go onto the internet and you type in like the 100 worst album covers or whatever it is, his is often quite featured on the list. But they are brilliant. And actually, his music itself is fantastic. There's kind of a bit of country, bit of bluesy funkiness in there. It's great.
Quite southern, isn't it?
Yeah.
There we go, so we've got a bit of Swamp Dog, and this is my comeback. This is the Fantastic Four, the Atlantic label.
Yeah.
Take this back to 1978. Where were you then, Si?
I was.
You were swinging between my legs. You were having a good time on the dance floor, mate, but you weren't there.
I wasn't there.
That's a Fantastic Four and BYOF, Bring Your Own Funk. And before that was Swamp Dog from 1972. That was Simon's pick, Your Last Dirty Trick. And before that was the Fatback Band from 75. Let the Drums Speak. And I did play him that house version that came out with Bar Samba. And you quite liked that one as well, didn't you?
Well, yeah, it's quite easy. It's a bit more up-tempo, isn't that one? It's kind of slightly sped up, but you can hear the influences in the original track in there.
Yeah, in other words, you're sitting on the fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Email address for the show, davew@thewinddownzone.com or starpointradio.com, where you can hook up via Facebook as well. And a big hi to some of my work colleagues at Swan Digital. Get that plug in. Adam Hills, Darren Honeywood. Also a big hi to Andrew, Bob, Irene. And of course, Adrian Adams, he's the boss. Got to say a big hi to him.
You have to say it.
Yeah,
and I should have
said Irene first, because she's the most important person in the works. What's her job? She pays the wages and the expenses and the account. So big hi to Irene, most important person in the workplace. Gonna go now to another pick from Simon. What are we playing next, Si?
Next track is something that my lovely girlfriend Amy played me not so long ago, actually. Something I've never heard before, but it's I Feel Good by Al Green.
So a big hi to Amy, Simon's lovely, lovely partner stroke, girlfriend stroke.
Stroke boss.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
So, hi, Amy.
Hello, Amy.
I feel fine.
That's a Al Green from 1977, and there's a reason why you dedicated that one to Amy.
Because she'd tell me off if I didn't.
And where did she find it?
She, this is one of Amy's very good at charity shop hunting, and this is one she, I think she found kind of, I think she kind of plumped for it in the charity shop, took it home, and you know, this sort of track sort of stood out. So yeah, really pleased she played me. That's really good.
Yeah, you can always just got a gut feeling, really. I mean, yeah. Hit and miss for me, Al Green. But some of his early stuff, definitely more funkier. And talking about funk, Simon played a Fatback Band earlier, so just coincidence I had this in my playlist as well. Slightly on the commercial side, but I just love the groove on this one. I'm sure we all remember this one. And I haven't told Simon what it's called yet.
What year is this from?
I've got to watch the record going around now and look at the date.
We can put a man up in space, but on Earth it's just a rat race. Is this the future? We got people working 9 to 5, while over 10% are trying to stay alive. Is this the future? Is up, education is down, but the Dow Jones is on the rebound. Is this the future? Ronald Reagan says stay the course, but only a fool would want to endorse this kind of future. Every day as I go my way, I can hear the people as they say,
hey brother, can you stay?
They say it's just a sign of the future. Found a car that I thought I'd buy, but the interest rates were just too high. Is this the future? Worked years perfecting my craft, now my boss has given me the shaft. Is this the future? Eat steaks and caviar, now it's peanut butter and a candy bar. Is this the future? All my money is nearly spent, don't have enough to pay the rent. You can cancel the future. Every day as I go my way, I can hear the people as they say,
hey brother, can you stay a dime?
But they say it's just a sign of the future.
We lost him.
Let me fix that. If radio DJs have taught me anything about radio, it's that you gotta do two things. Turn it up and rip the knob off. We'll be right back.
top.
Can't beat a good video of Rick James from 1982, Money Talks. That was your choice, Simon.
I had a lot of trouble choosing a Rick James song. I think I could have had about 10 and just done Rick James the whole time.
Yeah, I must admit, I nearly was tempted to dig out something against that, but I'll let you have that one. We're going to take a track off the JR Funk and the Love Machine album, Feel the Party Time, from 1981. Let's see what you think of this one, sorry. Well sampled.
Get up! Cause it's party time! Clap your hands! Come on! Let me hear you! Cause I'm Dr. Phil Dude! If you're feeling low, well, and nowhere to go, and you don't show, look here, and you call your friend, you call them on the phone, yeah, and you invite them all, well, to come to your home, look here, it's
party time,
and I'm Dr. Feel Good,
Dr. Well, Feel Good,
I said,
Starpoint Radio.
The real alternative. Starpoint Radio.
If you just locked in, you're tuned to the Wind Down Zone and pre-record from Father's Day. We used to do our show on a Sunday and always did a Father's Day special. My son used to come up to the studio. Say hi, Simon.
Hello there.
And we did a funk off last time.
It's good fun.
And this is another funk off, so it's a Father's Day funk off, but it's just a day late. And you can check out the playlist on Facebook, or you can contact us via the email davew@starpointradio.com. That's my offering from 1981. Taken from the Good Loving album, JR Funk and the Love Machine, and we've just been talking. Who does that sound like?
It's a bit Chris Rocky, isn't it? The way he sort of...
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
From Shrek, the donkey voice.
That's Eddie Murphy, that.
Oh, yeah, of course. What am I thinking of? Maybe just him in general.
Yeah.
Maybe Chris Rock stroke Eddie Murphy, then. Going to play a track now from Simon's record box. What are you playing, Si?
I think it's time for a little bit of Freaky Behaviour by the Bar Keys.
Simon's record box.
you were thinking the same as us.
Yes,
she's a very sexy girl. Rick James definitely influenced.
He wasn't able to have the whole show Rick James. Maybe I should pick tracks that sound a bit Rick James. I probably didn't mean to do it, but...
Probably same timeline and probably maybe the same studio. We'll have to look at those record labels and do a comparison. So that was Simon's Choice from 82, The Bar Caves and Freaky Behaviour. Now, I'm sorry, Si, but this next track's just going to blow that right out of the water. Just a year later, 1983, and it just starts off the way it follows. Just listen to this. Say No More, I won.
That is a cool intro.
Move that button.
There we go. That's Shy Lights from 1983. I think that's one of my winning tracks. I think.
I'll
what
give
do you,
you
reckon?
That one. That is a good track. I'll give you that one.
If it's all down to intros,
yeah,
I think we've done it with that one. The oldies can still do it, you know, son. Simon's kindly let us play that nearly all the way through so we can squeeze in a short 45. What are we playing next?
This one's a track called Dirty Red by the Fabulous Counts. It's off a compilation called Funk Drops.
And this will take us right up to the top of the hour, so stick around for part two. More Funk Offs coming your way.
This time it's personal.